Here we go. Mitzvah Mem Ches. Mitzvah 48, as we continue the mitzvahs related to now getting into Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, Shelo L'Hakos Aveim. We have two mitzvahs coming up similar. One mitzvah is Chas V'Shalom, one hitting their parents. That is Mitzvah 48. And then we will get into a little bit later the Aveira of cursing one's parents, which will come up a little later. But Shelo L'Hakos Aveim, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Yakeh HaBen HaAv HaAim. That a child is not allowed to hit their father or their mother. It's either or, even though the Torah says, it's either or. Even if the parents are hitting the child, still, because as long as they're not being killed, meaning self-defense, so then I'm allowed to. I can try to block the hits of a parent, but I'm not allowed to hit back. Shenemar umake aviv imo mos yumas, and this is a chiyav misa, and this is a chiyav of chenek, as we discussed yesterday. Where's the source of this? That even if a parent is hitting a child, so that is a gemara in Maseches Moed Katan on Dav Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. Amsei debei Rebbe chazisei lahu gavra. The maidservant of Rebbe once saw a person to have a machi lebeno that was hitting his son. She saw somebody who was hitting his son. Beno Gado, his mature son. Amra Lehevi Ahu Gavra Bishamta. That person should be excommunicated. This person hitting his son. Why? De Ka'avar Mishum Lifne Iver Lo Sitein Mechshol. Because he is putting a stumbling block in front of his son. What is the son going to do? What is it so hard not to do? If somebody's hitting you, you're going to hit back. And this parent was hitting the child, and if it says the Amsei, says the maidservant, the famous maidservant of Rebbe, many gemaras about her, she says, you have to stop. What are you doing? Meaning what? Why is it Lifnei Iver? If the son hits back, he's not a hit back. Oh, haray, that he can't hit back. And he's going to be doing an Aveira, that's why he's Lifnei Iver. Tiktanya, Lifnei Iver, L'Sitein Mechshol, B'makah, L'Bno HaGod, L'Kasam Medaber. That's the example given in the Gemara for Lifnei Iver. If somebody hits their mature son, putting them in a difficult situation when they might want to hit back. So that is the Gemara in Moed Katan. But there's another important diuk in the Gemara just about the Lifnei Iver sugya. We've touched on this in the past, but Lifnei Iver isn't until Kedoshim, so we could touch on this again now. And that is, the Gemara says that the Amtsi de Rebbe saw this person and said, Amre, he should be Bishamta de Ka'avar. He is violating Lifnei Iver. Is he violating Lifnei Iver if the son does not hit back? It's present tense, de ka'avar lefever, as if the Gemara sounds like it's saying that if I set somebody up to do an Aveira, if I help somebody do an Aveira, even if they never end up doing it, I still violate lefnei iver lo sitein mechshol. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. De ka'avar mishum lefnei iver lo sitein mechshol. That's the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Yud Zayin. If you look in another Gemara, you get a different impression. The Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara there says, ki ha de rabba babar Rav Huna, de Rav Huna karashiroi ba'anfe rabba brei. Rav Huna took his son's, Rav Huna Karashirai Ba'anfi Rabba Bray, took his son's favorite jersey and ripped it up in front of the son. Omar, Ezo Echsi Irasach Ilo Rasach. I want to see how his self-control is. I want to see how his anger management is. So this is what Rav Huna did to his son Rabba. So the Gemara says, Vidil marasach, maybe the son's gonna get angry, vika over al lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol, and he's gonna be over al lifnei iver. Answers the Gemara, demachal liakre. Okay, he was mochel on his coven, which we spoke about by a little bit by kibarav, can you be mochel? But what does that Gemara say? The Gemara doesn't say he's already violated. The Gemara seems to say, maybe the son will get angry and violate the iver. Why did, it's not Rav Huna's job to test his son's anger, we're not getting into that issue now, but the Gemara seems to say that it's only gonna be violated if the son ends up getting angry. So that is seems to be a machlokas in the Gemaras, or of the machlokas about the mashmos, the implicit message that you get from the Gemaras, but this relates, as we've spoken about in the past, in other shiurim, about the, maybe relates to the root of the Isra of Lifnei Iver. Is the root of Lifnei Iver, as the Achronim call it, klali uprat, or prati. Klali, is it a general Isser? Lifnei Iver, don't help somebody do Averis. And any Aveira that I cause a person to do, Chas V'Shalom, I give a person a piece of treif, I give a Nazir a scissors, I give a Nazir a cup of wine, I give somebody a suit of shatnez, any Lifnei Iver, it's all the same Aveira, Lifnei Iver, that's called Klali. Or is Lifnei Iver Prati? And that is any Aveira that I help the person do, then on my scorecard in Shamayim, under treif, there's a Lifnei Iver section. There's no separate Lifnei Iver card in Shemayim. There's a Lifnei Iver section of every Avera of mine in Shemayim. That's Prati, so I get a little bit of treif if I'm Lifnei Iver of treif. I get a little... So Achronim say maybe that's what this is tali on. If you say Prati, maybe you have to actually... The guy has to actually do the Avera for you to get considered as if you did a little of that Avera. Maybe that's the impression that you get from the Gemara in Kiddushin. Mashiachi the Gemara that this mitzvah, this line of the Chinuch is based on the Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin, which says you violate immediately. So maybe that's because one could violate right away, even if the person doesn't do it. And that is maybe a klali approach, even if the person doesn't do it. Again, many nafkaminas to this. At the end, maybe we'll come back if we have time. But just one other fascinating one. That's a machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban and Masechas Sanhedrin. What about Lifnei Iver of the big three Averos? Is Lifnei Iver of the big three Yehareg Val Yavar or not? It's a machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban. Somebody comes over to me and says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you. Do I have to give my life instead of convincing Reuven to kill Shimon? Or convince so-and-so to convince so-and-so to do a Avodah Zarah? Whatever it is. Convince Reuven to kill Shimon. So, that is a machlokas Balamar on the Ramban. So the Achronim say it's beautiful. If you say Lifnei Iver is Prati, so then that's Yehareg Val Yavar. It's one of the big three. Just like any Abizrayu, Davod Zara, Gilir Ashvich HaSavim, could be Yehareg Val Yavar. But if I say that it's a more klali idea, so then of course it's not going to be Yehareg Val Yavar. Again, it's a machlokas between the Balamar and the Ramban. In any case, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Reish Mem says it's not a good idea for a father to do this. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish Mem Sif. Where is it in the Ramah? Simin Reish Mem Sif Chaf says the Shulchan Aruch. Hamake lebno gadol hayimanadin oso. Somebody hits their son, then you're going to put them in a position where they're going to violate this avera. Our avera, so you put him in cheirim. Sherei over lefeiver lo siti mechsho because he is violating. V'lo mikri gadol davrzer rak acher chaf beishana. Maybe he has to be older, 20 years old, 22 years old. The Pesukim talk about why that age, but that is the. That is the Shach says Pirush Yud Aleph Archav Beis Yesh Omer Archav Beis Yesh Omer Archav Dav Chemuchah Lehedya until what age? Okay, but this is the that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch that one should not put their children into a position to want to fight back. Continuing, V'yafal Pishlo Hizra Akasa Befeir Shal Zeshi Yomer Al Taku HaAvos. Even though there is no specific Avera in the Torah explicitly written about this, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah don't hit your parents. What does it say? All it says is the onesh. One who hits their parents is chayiv misa. Doesn't say don't hit your parents anywhere. Where's the ashara? The Gemara always asks. Ein onshin ela im kein masirin. Ela shakasav onesh hamakosam. It just says the onesh. V'derech ha-talmud la'olam l'shol b'inyin kazeh. The Gemara always asks in similar cases. V'lomar onesh shamanu ashara minayin. Fine, we know the onesh, but where's the warning? There is a warning here. It's a hidden warning, but it's a warning nonetheless. Which warning? There's a separate pasuk that teaches me I'm not allowed to hit any fellow Jew. Any fellow Jew. Where's that pasuk? What does it say? I'm not allowed to wound. So shakasav b'mishnas chayiv malchus arbam yaken lo Yosef. All the way at the end of the Torah, Parshas Kiseitse, the 74 mitzvah parsha. It says there that Beis Din is not allowed to whip the person who's chayiv malchus one lash more than he's chayiv. Beis Din does the whole estimation how much this guy, this person who was violated could stand up to, how much he could get, and if Beis Din does one extra lash, so then the shliach Beis Din is chayiv because of wounding their friend, hitting their friend. And says the Chinuch, the kol shekein l'mishalon is chayiv. So we have a kol shekein. If Beis Din is chayiv for hitting a person who's a Rasha, who violated and was chayiv malchus, surely if anybody hits anyone else that is not chayiv malchus, that is a kol shekein, and that's considered the iser, the makar for the warning of hitting anyone, including one's parents. That's separate iser d'oraisa. It's quoted in the Chinuch, mitzvah tough. Kuf tzadik hei shalala hosif b'malkus ha-mechuyah malkus u-bechlala shalanaka Yisrael. The Isser is not to give one extra malka, but included in that Isser is shalo naka Yisrael. One is not allowed to hit any fellow Jew. Right? So that is the implicit limud of the Azhara. V'ya'av v'chal Yisrael hu. V'azharasa mehacha v'av v'bi shalav zeh shalo Yosef nechshav la b'fnei atzmo. Even though that's a separate Isser counted in the Torah, as I just read, mikol makom hari klal b'yodeinu shekol sheyesh bo kares o miso yesh bo lav chutz mipesach v'mila. But the only two mitzvos that do not have a lav but get kares are Pesach and Mila. Ubhakos avam aim harayish bo kares below edim mumisa beedim. And here this is a case of chi of misa. If somebody does it, so that reflects that it is a separate avera. So says the Rambam, we don't just count it as included in the iser of hitting a fellow Jew, and this is just a detail, a different onesh. It's considered a separate iser, based on the fact that it has a separate onesh. Just point here, the Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph points out that this is really a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. If you look in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Shin Yud Ches and Shin Yud Tes, the Rambam counts in Shin Yud Ches the Isser of cursing one's parents, and Shin Yud Tes the Isser of hitting one's parents. And the Rambam, the Chinuch is based on the Rambam. The Rambam says, I know there's no separate Ashara here given for hitting one's parents, but we learn it Mikol Shekain from the Isser of hitting one who was Chayiv Malchus. Says the Ramban right there in his Asakas on Sefer HaMitzvahs. I disagree with this counting. I don't think this should be a separate Aveira. V'ani Omer, Tkivan Sha'as Haras Ha'avos Biklala Ubahaka, Lo Boy Leinu, Elebebdei Shein Bechlal Yisrael Shuz Arnu Akulam. There's an Isser later in the Torah. Don't hit a fellow Jew. So that's it. Hitting your parents is included in that. You're right, it's worse. You're going to get a different punishment. But that doesn't mean you count it as a separate mitzvah. Ava bisha gazar be'ilu onesh acher einam minios nimnos la'atzman ki ein cheshboneinu ba'onshin el balavin. Mitzvahs are do's and don'ts. Right? Yesterday we had a do by Bezdin. Bezdin has a mitzvah to inflict chenek. But regarding the person, it's just because I'm going to get a different onesh if I violate. It doesn't mean it's a separate avera. Says the Ramban, I don't know why the Rambam counts. And I'll say, l'shitascha Rambam, you yourself, earlier, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, argued on the Bahag, on the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Bahag counts three averis of Losinaf. Losinaf, not to have commit adultery. He counts Losinaf by a Nara Hamorasa, Losinaf by an Ashes Ish, a fully married woman, and a Losinaf by a Bas Kohen, because she gets Srefa. Three different Onshin, three Srefa. And the Rambam says, you know what? It's all one mitzvah. What are you talking about, Bahag? Just because there are different Onshin, it's one Israel Losinaf. Says the Ramban, aha, I got you, Rambam. Why over there do you only count one Israel of Losinaf? And over here, you count two averas of hitting people. One aver of hitting any fellow Jew, and one aver of hitting your parents. So the Ramban leaves the Rambam Bitzarach Ian. I don't know why he does this. I think it's all should be included. It should not be a separate avera. So one has to come up with some kind of answer that is a distinction between all the losinafs, which the Rambam only counts as one, and these that the hitting of a parent is somewhat different, not just the isser, but the, not just the onesh, but the fact that there's a different onesh here for the Rambam tells me that it is a separate isser. Okay, you've got to work on that, on the lumdis, why the Rambam makes that chiluk, but it's a clear that he does. Okay, continuing, now the Sefer HaChinuch. The halacha is, if I just hit my father, and there is no wound, there's no black and blue mark, there's no dam that comes out, that could be an issa d'rabanan, but that's not daraisa. Daraisa is only if I cause a wound. If I give my father a black and blue mark, or worse. Unlike everyone else, if I wound it, what's the punishment for wounding? If I wound them a lot, that it's worth a certain amount, that Bezdin could evaluate the wound, that I have to pay them. If it's not worth that amount, then I have to get Malchus. But there's always a punishment of Mamon or Malchus. When it comes to a parent, there is Misa. Misharshe HaMitzvah, the shorish behind this mitzvah, Liyaser HaNevalim VaHamusarim Sheherimu Yad B'mi Sheheviyam LaOlam Beretzon HaKel Va'asalem Kamatovos. As we spoke about in the mitzvah of Kibbutz Ava'im, the root of Kibbutz Ava'im is Hakaras HaTov. Our parents did everything for us. They brought us into the world. If they did nothing else besides that, they brought us into the world. And they cared for us. Somebody who has such a base attitude through his actions, we see he hits his parents. Unbelievable. That is not a Jewish way to act. And therefore, he is Chayiv Misa. Umelech b'mishpat ya'amid aretz. Okay, Dini HaMitzvah, many different halachas related to this mitzvah. Kegon, Makil Lachar Misa Shepater, it only applies when a father is alive. If a parent, a mother, or a father is at Lachar Misa, the Isra does not apply. V'ikal Azno, V'chershu, the Gemara talks about if Chas V'Shalom, a person wounds their father without causing blood, but you cause them to lose a certain ability. Right, Chas V'Shalom blinding or causing loss of hearing. The Gemara talks about that. But the third to last line is very lamaisa. Via Ozebo Chabura Lirafua Shepater. What about Lirafua? What about if a son is a doctor. Is a son allowed to treat a patient? So says the patient father. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Patur, Ulechadchilo lo yasa lo refua, Shemeviyo lechabura, Im efshar al yedei acher. The Chinuch says explicitly, which is what is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, which we'll read in a minute, Lechadchila, if there is someone else that can treat the father, then the son shouldn't treat it, even though he's just Kavana Latova. He just wants to treat his father. Even though, but if there's somebody else that could treat the father, so then the son, it is not supposed to treat the father. And then that is the quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Mem Aleph, the following Simon in Yoredeya, says the Shulchan Aruch, you know what, let's read the Gemara first. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalin. The Gemara says there, Rav had a splinter. Rav lo shavik lebre le mishka le silva. Rav did not let his son take his splinter out. Mar bre de Ravina lo shavik lebre le miftach le kafsa. And Mar bre de Ravina did not let his son take out the papa blister of his. Why? Dil machavil vahavil le shigagas iser. Maybe the son will cause a wound, and it's going to be an Aveira, Peshogeg, but it's still going to be an Aveira. Says the Gemara, Ihachi acher nami. So you can't let anybody take out a splinter, because nobody's allowed to wound you. So how can you let anybody take out a splinter? Answers the Gemara, very important line. Acher shigigas lav, bino shigigas chenek. If anybody else, the most they're going to get for wounding me is an isser, is an aveir, is malchus. So therefore, a shogig on an isser malchus, not so bad. Especially if they're trying to help me. But a shogig of an isser misa, we don't mess around. Even though shogig, and that's the Gemara, this is the source, Sanhedrin Peidalim obeys, that even if a child is treating a parent for medicinal reasons. Now my parent has a toothache and I'm a dentist. I'm doing whatever it is. I want to treat the parent with the best intentions. The child, the son, is not supposed to do that if there is someone else that could do the job. What if there is nobody else that could do the job? What if there's nobody else that could do the job? So then it's mutter. The Rama says, "Bamed v'ram amurim shi'esh sham acher lasos, aval im ein sham acher lasos." If there's no one else, the hu mitzta'er, and the father is in pain. Harehu makizo, the son is light a bloodlet for the father. V'chotech lo kfima shi'esh lasos. Whatever the father wants, one can do that. That is the halacha. The Aruch HaShulchan even has a line where the Aruch HaShulchan says. That v'chenim who oseh b'tov yoseh. What if there's somebody else? But this guy's the son's the best. So the son's the best. Also, the poskim also say, what if the father thinks that the son is the best, even if the son is not? Only my son, he's the best doctor. He's the best. So in that case, if the parent persists and demands, okay, what can you do? He wants. He's being mochel. He wants to have the son do it. But if there's any other way, if there's any way that the son doesn't have to, and he's really not the best objectively, there are plenty of good doctors, so then the halacha seems to be that we try to get somebody else to do it. It's a big question about starting an IV. What about starting an IV? So sometimes that causes a wound, sometimes that doesn't cause a wound. Big discussion in the postgame, if that is something that could be done by the son. Okay, let's continue a little bit, two more minutes, and then we'll finish up. So there are other halachas related to this mitzvah. Turn the page, let's go to the next paragraph. V'no heges, v'chol makum v'chol zman, v'scharman akevis, v'tum p'tum ba'androgynous. Mitzvah applies always. Obviously, the punishment is only b'zman sheyesh bezdin, but it applies to men, women, meaning sons and daughters, and even people who don't know what they are. Tumtums and androgynouses, as the Mishnayos and Gemaras talk about. V'yover aleh v'hiko sam hakosh ishba chabura, beidem v'asra, misasa b'chenek. And chas v'shalom, if somebody does this aveira, they're chayev misa, ubalo chabura, chayev aleim gishar b'nei adem. If I don't cause a chabura, then I'm not chayev misa, but I'm chayev like I'm chayev anyone else. There's a couple, two or three points in the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch brings up in Oz Gimel, this relates to what we were just talking about. But the Minchas Chinuch assumes that this is only without Rishus. It's impossible, says the Sefer Minchas Chinuch, that there'll be any type of violation if Rishus is given. Is a parent allowed to play basketball with his son, a father and a son, on different teams? So the son could foul me, but I'm basically going into the game, I'm being mochel, I know they might foul me. Is that allowed? So Minchas Chinuch says, no, he says, no problem. Because it's, he gives reshus. not all the achronim. He says, even though, see in the last line of that paragraph, the alphabet shalom matzasi is a mefurish. Even though I didn't find this mefurish, mikol makom asfar no senes kain. The svara, you know, appears that this is okay. Even based on the rishonim, some rishonim assume that I'm allowed to tell anybody, you know, you can rip my shirt if you want. I can be mochel and mominus. Am I allowed to be mochel on my goof? My body's not mine. We discussed this back in Losertzach. Person can't commit suicide. Why? A body is on loan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 120 years. We're not allowed to, wound ourselves, and we can't be mochel to anybody else to wound ourselves. Even if I go into court and I say, I was machal Shabbos, kill me, I ate shreif, whip me. You know what we say? We throw him out of court, the Rambam says. Maybe he's making it up, he just wants to be whipped. He wants to be killed. The goof is not in our own possession. So here too, not everybody accepts this ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch, but, oh, if they're mochel, you know, it's fine, you know, you can whip me. That is not such a clear point. If you look in the Meshech Chachma, we don't have time to look at it now, the Meshech Chachma in Dvarim, on the Arur Makle of the Imo Pasik, the Meshech Chachma says that even if it's a shogeg, even if it's Rishus is given, if a parent is lesser in my eyes, which might lead me to do that, even if he's mochel, I'm still in the category of arur. And therefore, even if Rishus is given, ask the Meshech Chachma on that Gemara we read in Sanhedrin, why didn't Rav let him take out the splinter if he's mochel? He's mochel. The answer is, even if he's mochel, it still smacks of something problematic. It's still in the category of arur, makla aviv v'ima. Okay, that is an important point. The Minchas Chinuch as well talks about in Os Tezvav, there's a discussion in the Gemara, what if my parents are Rishayim? They're Rishayim, so they're not considered Osa Maisa Amcha. So there might not be an Issa Daraisa there. What's considered Tshuva? How do we know if they did Tshuva? Interesting discussion. Usually Tshuva, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell if somebody did full Tshuva, not people. So how do you tell if somebody did Tshuva? He discusses in Os Tezvav. And just the last point, because we try to point it out whenever he mentions this, all the way at the end, in Os Yudzayin, says the Minchas Chinuch, what did the Chinuch say? What did the Rambam say? The punishment for this mitzvah is right here. Where's the warning? Where's the warning? It's the Parshas Kiseitse. What do you say in the Hazhara? We know Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf says that you have to give the Hasra by quoting the Pasuk. So which Pasuk do you quote? Do you quote the Onesh Pasuk? Do you quote the Hazhara Pasuk? So he says it must be that maybe you could quote either. Efshar k'sheish av onesh misa, efshar desagi emasher bo mikrom of the mefurish bo onesh. Maybe this is going to be enough, even though you usually have to warn him from the don't pasik, don't do this, but maybe because this is a unique pasik on the source of this mitzvah, maybe this would be enough as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and I'm sure we will continue with the next mitzvah tomorrow.